Einen ganz wunderschönen guten Morgen an euch alle. Ich bin so inspiriert, dass ihr das geschafft habt, dass ihr durchgehalten habt, dass ihr nicht abgesprungen seid vom Operationstisch, ohne zugenäht worden zu sein. Sehr gut, sehr gut. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Gunya Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Bihadi Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhari Navalava Giri Varadhari Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda nanana braja janarandana Yasoda nanana braja janarandana Yamunatira Vana Chari Yamunatira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Bihadi Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Amen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Om Vishnu Bhad Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Ashtada Satasi Simadistivaingres Silave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Eine ganz kleine Sekunde. Ja, gut. Gut. Darf ich euch vielleicht um einen Rat fragen? Manche Devotis mussten schon vorher abreisen. Englischsprachige Devotees, die sich das Ganze gerne in Englisch zum Schluss anhören möchten. Und das ist auch für das Video. Wir haben ja jetzt alle Sessions in englischer Sprache gehalten. Das ist vielleicht eine ganze abgeschlossene Sache, wenn wir es in Englisch zu Ende bringen, oder? Oder? Also ich bin durchaus offen für intelligente Beiträge. In Englisch zu Ende bringen, ja. Bald Marvatiges. Es ist ein Problem mit dieser Sprache. Also wirklich ein wirkliches Problem, weil du kannst einfach besser aufnehmen in deiner Muttersprache. Das ist wirklich wahr. wenn ich zum Beispiel ein Buch lese, also ich lese alle Bücher, die Srila Prabhupada geschrieben hat, in Englisch, weil ich das Gefühl habe, mehr von ihm zu erfassen in der Literatur, in der es verfasst, also in der Sprache, in der es verfasst wurde. Aber tja, sonst ist mein ganzes Denken also wirklich in Deutsch, weil ich in Deutsch also geprägt wurde durch meine Erziehung. Also es tut mir weh, ich sehe, das ist ein Problem, und ich bin vielleicht, also ich bin am Überlegen, ob man nicht vielleicht in der Zukunft wirklich deutschsprachige Seminare anbietet. Ich kann auch dann ganz anders mit euch arbeiten, also die deutschsprachig sind. Nicht? Aber ich glaube, um konsistent zu sein, bleiben wir hier in der Sprache, in der wir es angefangen haben. Ich muss noch, ach, hier ist die Brille. Alright. So this last session, to which I would, yeah, so yes, again we have to switch. Was machst du jetzt, Mangala? Den deutschen Schalter finden? Ach so, gut. Ja, fein. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This session is called Taking the Retreat Home. It is meant to empower you really to apply what you have learned in your days after the retreat. It is my own and the intention of my team to really give you something very valuable, which becomes your own experience really. Which empowers or encourages or inspires you throughout your days after the retreat. It's not just in the retreat, we don't just want to bring philosophical points to your attention from the vast treasury of the Vedas or our own Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy. No, we want you to help to experience these points, because only by experience will you be convinced that this works for you, and you will stay on the path, and not only stay, but you will become enlivened and strong on your own path. That's why we give these retreats. And we feel very strongly that we want to make a revolution. That is, we want to help that a retreat culture develops within Gaudiya Vaishnavism. A culture where devotees will go on their own retreats. A culture where devotees will go deep and get really the treasures which are waiting there. See, if your heart is like an ocean, then what is on the then there is something drifting on the surface, and there's something on the bottom. On the surface of the ocean you find plankton, algae, plants, and a lot of garbage also nowadays. But at the bottom of the ocean, you find the ratnas. Ratnas means jewels, pearls. It's all on the bottom. So on the surface of your heart, you find the daily thoughts, a lot of unwanted thoughts also.
drifts around that, comes with the waves of life, and it goes with the waves of life. But in the bottom of your heart is Krishna. So, but often we live such busy lives that we don't have the time, we don't have the peace, and we don't even have the intention to go deep. And in this way, our lives is only there led on the surface without deep contemplation. So what we teach in our retreats is to end the surface life and to go deep. And the way we do it, and you can see that during the lectures, during the workshops, and during your own group work, and also during your work with your buddies, the way we do it is that we first hear, then we reflect about it. We ask ourselves questions. What does it all mean for me? We discuss this. We go into exercises where I request you really to close your eyes, to stop the external way of doing things and go deep and try to contact Krishna. Reflection. I want to bring you, or we want to bring you to a deeper place. And then even still deeper comes meditation and, you know, the practical application. That's the idea of these retreats. And if you can keep these three points in with you, you hear or you see or you experience something, then you have to take some time to reflect about it, to think about it, to maybe even discuss it with a good friend of yours, which helps, and then you have to start a new life, a new chapter, a new habit. So we will talk a little bit about this. During the retreat, what we have presented is a short introduction to what is sacred space or the temple of the heart. It was a brief introduction this time because the more elaborate presentation on the temple of the heart is done at the second level of this retreat. In this retreat, we just focused all our attention on spiritual practice, which brings you to experience that sacred space. No? I can't ask you to build a building if you don't have any wood and any stone and any cement. I have to first of all, in other words, I can't request you to build a rich inner spiritual culture or to access your deepest areas of your consciousness if you don't know how to get there. And we don't want to just talk about things when you are in Krishna consciousness. This is the result. This is what happens. We want that you experience it on your own. And then you can go into the world and say, this works. I mean, I sat in this kirtan. Wow. You know, it worked for me. Or I did this exercise where I repented something which I did wrong in my relationship to Krishna. And I really felt for the first time, what is humility? You know, so we are, this is the idea. Huh? But you must come to the second part. Hare Krishna. When is it? Well, when is it? That we will discuss with Bhagavad Dharma afterwards. But yes. So let me now summarize for you what we have, or go through the summarize of the presentation. Day one was Sadhu Sangha. Anyone remembers a point from that day, what we learned? There are six types of exchange which help us to connect to the sadhu, correct? Anyone else?
Okay.
Bhakti comes from Bhakta, from the Bhakta. Remember how we saw Prabhupada's movie, and we saw how he really elevated these young hippies on Hippie Hill, remember? I thought I saw you dancing there, Lalita Madhava, on the Hippie Hill. Anything else you have learned? Oh, Maharaj, don't make it so serious. We want a little relief. Ananga Manjari. Wonderful. Our heart is like a crystal. It reflects the association. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We need devotees in the beginning, the middle, and in the end. Many points were there on that day, and I thank you very much. I think from what I hear, you have listened carefully. The second day was Nam Kirtan. Here, we were really looking at the things which we can do that we have a real revelation of the holy name. What is the magical practice there in chanting? What would you say you have to do to bring the chanting to success? Damodar Priya? To connect, this is called Sambandha. We connect, very nice, Damodar Priya, thank you. We connect in our practice, you sit down, and you know, I'm a part of Krishna. I will, and you consciously make the connection with Krishna, almost like an archer, Bogenschütze, who makes the connection with the goal. And then your chanting will reach actually the lotus feet of Krishna. It's very important. If you connect while you chant with the Maya, you will be in Maya after you. Chanting creates a tremendous spiritual energy on one level, but that energy will bring you where you go. Our car is half full with gas. This gas, benzene. Is a potential form of energy. It is waiting for me, for Gaura Hari or Bhanu Nandini, the two driverjis, that it's ignited, and then it will be able, it will burn, and it will bring us halfway to Berlin. But what if the driver drives the car to Rome? The same energy will bring us to Rome. You may think, really? Can the chanting? In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is said that the spiritual practices should not be used for black magic. What does this mean? You can use the same ceremonies which you use to reach a material goal. If you chant, for instance, with offenses, nama aparad, and you don't do anything against it, you will develop material desires. Yes? Harinam Chintamani is saying like this. And it is the experience. So many devotees try in the beginning to chant properly the holy name. Huh? Have you noticed? And then all of a sudden they are out of the door and you never see them. Because they have not chanted without, they have not tried to chant without offenses. And they have committed things and then they all of a sudden are thinking, why am I a material consciousness? What happened to me? Why is my heart so full of material desires? It's very important to chant properly. And that means you connect with Krishna and you become mindful of Krishna as a humble servant. You can't make offenses when you think I'm a humble servant of Krishna. It's not possible. Offenses come from false ego.
that needs that information. Third day, we talked about the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I would just ask you one question for this section. Does anyone remember how you should read the Srimad Bhagavatam? There were 3 points which can help us that the Bhagavatam reveals itself. Do you see how useful it is to go through the days? It really helps us to churn what we have heard and to go for the things. This is a difficult question, I admit. Yes. Oh, Mangala is there. Please only say one Mangala, not three. And Bhaya Govinda and Raja Sevika. Yes. Mangala. One should listen with faith. Yes, Bhaya Govinda. We should first chew it. What does this mean, to chew the Bhagavatam? to read it, yeah. You are now bringing, that is also true. I will come to this in a second. Let us go to Braj Sevika. Regularly. You speak like an Indian from Radhakund. Regularly. Yes. And the third point, idiot. Take it seriously. That's how Prabhupada translates svacheshtitam. Svacheshtitam means serious reading. It means with full attention. Yes. And do a special endeavor. Yes, the special endeavor is all Prabhupada says one should read it seriously. And if you look in the Sanskrit, the word which he translates is svacheshtitam. He translates it seriously. Svacheshtitam can also mean with one's own, with an endeavor. And he has explained that there are few things which help us to read it attentively, that is a good lifestyle, huh? A good Krishna conscious lifestyle. Yes, Bhaya Govinda was thinking of that exciting session where many of you came to me and said, my God, was this good. Remember when we introduced to you to the technique of prayerful reading? Remember then there were these steps which we did together when you read your own text of the Bhagavatam according to the instructions. And yes, here we should read, it's the same point, read it, it's like taking the food in the mouth, then we should, or eating, then we should reflect about it, that's like relishing, and then we should apply it. First chewing, there was reflecting. Chewing means, what does it mean? And then comes the relishing with the saliva, that is, you meditate or apply it, but then that it really goes down into you, you have to apply the subject matter. You can't act against the Bhagavatam. You must act according to the Bhagavatam. Good. Fourth day was my most blissful day. I'm also on retreat, so I've felt the great bliss. This was about the Holy Dham. And what we really practiced it, how we can be in our mind in the Holy Dham. Remember that slideshow in the evening where we went on pilgrimage? Wasn't that ecstatic? I saw some of you crying and praying. You were in another space. You were in a sacred space. And the last day, the fifth day, where I think Bhagavad Dharma had his breakthrough realizations, was it the fifth day? Which he cannot tell us because it's so private to him. Was about serving the deity. Remember how he got up there and said, "Why, Prabhu, it worked for me.
you know, he said like this. We heard about four transcendental qualities of the deities, you know, that the Lord really accepts us when we come before him and gives us something, an assurance, a confidence, a protection. Yeah? We also heard a little about the power of repentance. I admit it's sometimes not easy to come into that space of repentance. One very nice participant told me, it's not so easy for me to repent. I think life is all right, basically. Or whatever life brings to me, the good things and the bad things, that's just how it goes. And I recommended this devotee, well, if you want to come into this space of, if you want to access this power of repentance, think about your original mistake to leave Krishna. I remember once in Vrindavan, it was so nice. I just came from a huge preaching tour and I went to Vrindavan and I saw the deities, my dear devotees, I saw these deities. Everyone said Hare Krishna in Vrindavan. And I felt really like a dog, you know, a wounded soldier, really, coming from the battlefield. And then I remember standing before Radha Shyam Sundar. A beautiful kirtan was in the background. I looked at the beauty of the deities. And all of a sudden, I thought, oh, vaya! How could I ever leave you? How could I ever leave this atmosphere? My God, this was a huge mistake. And I really felt at that moment. And from that repentance, I came into the space, Madhupriya, of true humility. And we all know when you can be truly humble, not in a wrong way, in the spiritual way, then your path is clear. No problem. Krishna likes his devotees to be humble. And Krishna doesn't like his devotees to be proud. Remember Indra? He incinerated the whole Govardhan, lifting of the Govardhan hill to humiliate that proud king of the universe, that Indra. No. So these were is a little review. I would now like to present to you, this is now the conclusion, the essential point and the essential practice which I wish you to take home from this retreat. The essential point really is a sacred space, or the temple of the heart, is the place where you live with God. That's the sacred space, really. Teresa of Avila gave a very nice definition of inner space, which is our temple of the heart. He said, inside the temple, there is a room. It looks brilliant like a crystal. Wonderful room. God is there and the soul is there. So on the way to this apartment, the soul has to go through through six rooms, she says. Six rooms. This you will all learn translated, things you will all learn in Sacred Space Part 2. I will show you from the Vedic understanding what you have to go through, which spaces you have to cross to go to the Temple of the Heart. But she, in her way, she says, when you first enter this space, it's like entering a castle. Ein Schloss. So you enter it, but because you are still so worldly and so blind, With you come a lot of unwanted things, snakes, ungeziefer, how do we say ungeziefer, insects, ducks, quack, 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 quack. You know. In other words, when you try to enter the sacred space, a lot of worldly thoughts and attachments are still there. You may feel like this when you are in Krishna consciousness. You want to be in Krishna consciousness, but there is also the other things, no? Is it, do you have that also? You are shocked, but this is yes, this is there. So in the beginning, as we enter the sacred space or serious spiritual practice in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we say we still have our anattas, our bad habits, and so on. Now, listen to this. Now, this is a little preview of what will come. Now, on the way to that place where God lives, just at the threshold, there is the Paramatma, the Super Soul. Krishna, in a particular form, who is with one leg in the spiritual dimension and with the other leg, he is with you in your heart. He is the one who is at the threshold. You are tatashta, that means marginal. You are between the spiritual and the material. And the only person who can help you to come from the material to the spiritual is Krishna, who stands there and who is the Lord of both spheres. Clear? So, if you want to come from this position, you know, to this position where you are centered in your spiritual space, you have to absorb your life in Krishna. Vidyate hridaye grantis. Yate sarva sanshaya chiyante chasya karmani mayi drishte kilatmani. When the soul directly experiences me as a supreme soul within all souls, the knot of mundane ego in the heart is cut. All his doubts are destroyed and the chain of karma is annihilated. This is what we were trying, to experience Krishna, the soul within the soul. Because if you do this, your mundane ego gets cut and all your doubts are destroyed. No more doubts, I know it's there. And your karma, finished. It's all over now. Hare Krishna. Die, ego, die. Then you will live, O eternal soul. Die to live. Something old has to go, Divya Singha, so that the new can come. That leave the material consciousness by absorbing yourself in Krishna and enter the wonderful plane of Krishna consciousness, the temple of the heart. These are all very deep subjects. I'm only hinting it. It's like I heard in the movie theater, if you have seen one episode, then new attractions are shown of the second episode. Then you feel, I must go there. Die to live. My God, this is serious. You know. yeah. So my whole point, the essential point is, sacred space happens by absorption in Krishna. Absorption, that's the important word you have to take with you. The essential practice now is very simple. It is called yoga, or in the imperative, wie sagt man im Deutsch, sagt man imperativ, aber wie sagt man das im guten Deutsch? Oder was? In der Befehlsform, oh mein Gott. Ja, aber das stimmt, in der Grammatik heißt das so. Das habe ich auch so gelernt in der Schule, Befehlsform. Und bin ich sofort aus der Klasse rausgerannt, als ich das gehört habe. Ja. Also im Imperativ. Yoga bedeutet connect, connect, connect. Now we are disconnected or connected with Maya. It's the same thing. To be connected with Maya means you're disconnected with Krishna. To some extent, more or less, you want to connect. And someone of you said this, I think it was our Pujariji, who said, when we do japa, we must do that in the with sambandha. That holds true to all other forms, all other practices. When you have sadhu sangha, you connect with the sadhu. You see what is in his heart. What does he need? You give him a present. You ask him for advice. This is connection, real connection. When you chant with the holy name, you sit down and you just, okay, who am I? A servant. Who is Krishna? My eternal master. What am I doing here? I am glorifying him and I'm connecting. Bhagavatam. Okay, what does it say here? What does it mean here? How can I do this in my life? You connect with it. It's not just in one ear, out the other. No? Holy Dham. You understand, I'm in the land of Krishna. And you jump into the dust because you want the dust. You want his lotus feet. You want a connection with his feet. Deity worship. You come not empty-handed. When you sing, you bring your heart to the deity. You pray. You offer your obeisances. You reveal your mind to the deity as if he is your best friend. He is even your super best friend. Connect, connect, connect. This is the essential practice. One word. Essential point, absorption. Vertiefung in Deutsch. Essential practice, connect, verbinde dich. Now, we will soon start with the ceremony. But before so, I have a bad news and I have a good news. What would you like to hear first and what would you like to hear? Bad and then the good. Okay, you will go to your so-called home. I'm saying so-called because it's not your eternal home. You may even change a few times the addresses in this life. You will go and someone will be at the door knocking. Or you will hear the ring. Who has an alarm? Most of us, isn't it? And you will say, oh no, I don't want to open the door. I know who is outside. I really don't want to open the door. No, 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 no. No! I said no. You Yeah. Oh, no, I knew it would be you. Yes, I'm back. Your old habits. I think you... Do you know what I'm talking about? The old habits. They will come knocking at your door. You will be able to resist them a little while, a little bit. But then, when it says, yoo-hoo, you feel it's quite enjoyable. You open the door. And again, you do the things which you don't want to do, which will bring you suffering. Huh? You go like, viva, viva, viva. Yes, how true, how true, how true. So, they will come. But I have the good news now for you. Some of you say, but what should we do with them? Well, that you decide. You are a grown-up person. It will depend on your maturity, how you deal with this. We can also say it's your shadow which follows you everywhere. It's there. I have now good news for you. Would you like to hear the good news? They are in relationship with the bad news. Habits are something which you can create. Something becomes a habit. Habit, Angewohnheit oder Gewohnheit. When you do it repeatedly over a certain amount of time, then it becomes a habit. So you can create also good habits which serve you in your spiritual life. If you do it repeatedly over a certain period of time, then you have, just like you have bad habits, you have good habits. And when you strengthen the good habits, they will take care of the bad habits. You will say, I have no time at the moment. I have so many good things to do. Come back tomorrow. And then tomorrow, oh, you're back tomorrow. I forgot I have so many more good things to do. Maybe in 1 year you can try again. You know, create good habits. That's why we told you at the beginning of the seminar, we really want that you take something which you like from this seminar and create good habits. And it doesn't take very long to create a good habit. It's usually, if you do something over a time, Damodar Priya, of 40 days, or 41 days, some say, or 30 days, then you create a good habit. That's why we go on pilgrimage around Vrindavan. It takes a the traditional path takes you 40 days, and you can do it now faster in 30 days. That's why we have a month like Kartik or Purushottam month, where we consistently do something for some time. And then it informs us, it becomes deeply embedded in us, and it is a habit, it's there, it's always with you. You can rely on it. So why think about the bad habits? Think about the good habits, something which you do, which you create, which you build. And this good habit will help you to throw out the bad habits eventually after some time. So I would like now, before we do our concluding ceremony, I would like to request you to find your buddy. I know some of our, how could we say buddy in a good word? Who is, in Vrindavan we say Sakha, but this sounds so exalted, and who can say, I mean, we have said retreat partner maybe.
If your retreat partner is here, find your retreat partner. But some of our retreat partners had to go. So please, I will take care of you in a second. First of all, try to please go to your retreat partner just now. I will tell you what to do in a minute. Also gleich danach ist die Sankalpa-Zeremonie, ne? Gleich danach ist die Sankalpa-Zeremonie, dass die Sachen bitte fertig sind. May I know who has not found a partner? Wer hat keinen Partner gefunden? Here is Ranga Devi. Would you, Birgit, ja, team up with Ranga Devi, die spricht vorzüglich Deutsch. Oh, beziehungsweise ein Kauderwelsch. Everyone else has found a partner. Jeder sonst hat einen Partner gefunden. Gut, gut. Vaishnava Prabhu, ja, deiner ist ja da. Der Buggy. Ja, eben. Ich habe euch von Anfang an gesehen. So, dear Prabhus, now it's very important. This is our last exercise, and after this we will go in the ceremony. A ceremony where you will experience something wonderful, which will go. But, Michael, es ist wichtig für mich, dir zu sagen, wir machen jetzt noch eine Gruppe. Nimmst du teil oder bist du eine... Ist dein Partner hier? Ja. Gut. Man kann auch zu dritt, also das geht auch. Ja. So, du bist gerade richtig gekommen. Jetzt we will in 7 minutes we will go into our ceremony. It's a wonderful ceremony. Now it will be very, very important that you do this exercise now, because it will help you to go and make the most out of the ceremony. The way you do this exercise now will really influence what you get out of this retreat. So kindly be one more time, give your best. I asked you to discuss a question with your with your partner. What has been a new impression or realization that you would like to take home with you? Is the question clear? What have you learned in this retreat, or what have you felt? Sometimes on a retreat, what we feel is not what the facilitator tells us. It's a realization which comes in our life. That's fine. That's fantastic. It is coming independently, because we churn our heart, weil wir unser Herz ein bisschen in Bewegung bringen. So, what has been the new impression or the realization of what struck you that you now would like to take home with you? Is the question clear to you? It is clear. Wonderful. So please, let us see. I think 7 minutes might be long enough, but if you need more time, I will give you more time.